Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs of Naperville, Massage Mastery by Sherrill, Advanced Health of Naperville, and Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on the Internet Radio, the good show I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning into the good show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good guests, good news, and at least one good laugh. Give me a call. I welcome your calls. The number to call is 347-945-7215. That number again is 347-945-7215. Anything good happened to you guys this week? It's Thursday. Thursday, one more day for the week, and we have the weekend, and it's going to be quite a busy weekend, at least around my household. Lots of sports activities. My son, my oldest son, who's 16, going off to camp with the American Legion. He got a scholarship, so thank you to the American Legion for that. And he's going to be heading down to Eastern Illinois University, and I couldn't be more thrilled for him to be around such wonderful, honorable men and Americans, and I think it's going to be so good for him. Excuse me. So I'm so looking forward to that and him being gone a week. Well, I'm not looking forward to him being gone a week, I should say, but I'm glad he's got a full week, so he's going to really get absorbed in that culture. And they say these boys come back different in a very good way. And, you know, my son has always been patriotic because I think that's something that, you know, as parents, that's what I am, and it rubs off on our kids. And so thank God in that way that one characteristic of mine has rubbed off on him. I don't know about the other things that I do. maybe my lack of patience, my just nonstop energy and go, go, go. I don't know if that's such a good thing that I want to pass on to my kids because I'm finally learning that, you know, it's not always a good thing to be busy all the time. So anyway, I digress. My point is that I'm excited about this weekend, him going off with the American Legion. And today, of all days, is D-Day, June 6, 1944, Normandy, France. Last night, after work, I did a couple things after work. I started my work shift, got up in 1 in the morning yesterday, headed out the door at 2 to get there by 3:30. My part-time job, as many of you know, is not just anchoring at CLTV News, but also doing the morning show and reporting out in Rockford for two affiliates, network affiliates, ABC and Fox News. Anyway, after my shift, I had a great day, came home and headed over. I'm going to tell you what I did in between all of this in a moment, but first I'm going to tell you something that I can easily talk about, and I'm happy to talk about. But I went over to the place in downtown Naperville. It's a new name. It used to be Blackfin. My goodness, now I can't remember the new name. I can't remember the new name now. Not a good thing, but I'll get it. I'll figure it out, and I'll post it before. I'll talk about it before the end of the show, but it was Blackfin, and now it's a new place. There, my friend C.J. Lydon, she is the president of Stars and Stripes of Naperville, and it's a group that gathers veterans and active military men and women and offers support to these men and women that have given many hours in service to our country. And she invites the public to come, and I'm the public. I'm actually the admiring public of our veterans and military men and women. And we go there and offer support and encouragement. And last night was really fun. It was actually one of the first times I've ever gone, and I hope to make more of them. But I met so many wonderful veterans, and it was a really great time. So if you ever have a chance, check out Stars and Stripes in Naperville. I think there's other groups in different cities, so check them out online and go to one of the meetings. And if you can only go to one, thank a veteran. Thank our military men and women. And it's really important to do that. I heard so many stories last night, some very sad and some also good and fun. And they need our support now more than ever. But when I was there, too, I have to mention this next Friday, June 14th, I'm a little thrown off right now because my producer of the show just came in the studio, and she's, hi there, Beth. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
We're trying to get her on the show. She's shy about being on, and I said, you know what? You're going to be on today. We're going to talk a little bit with you. But anyway, she's on the other, I don't know how to put this, we use our phones to talk on the air with the studio, the way it's designed. Anyway, it's making these weird echo sounds. So, Beth, bear with me. So hang in there, everybody, if you're hearing this echo. I hope you're not, but I'm hearing it big time. So I'm going to try to get through the show putting up with this, and hopefully by next week we'll figure out and solve that problem. All right, so I digress. We were talking about next Friday, June 14th, I've organized an event with my friend Marty Walker at the VFW Hall in Naperville. And I know for many listeners, you're out of state, you're out of the country, but I'm going to mention this anyway because there's a lot of my listeners that are local and in the Chicagoland area. And all of my other listeners that are not nearby, hey, if you're going to make a trip, why not come to Naperville, Illinois next Friday, meet me and join me at the VFW Hall on Jackson Avenue in downtown Naperville, and we're going to honor Sergeant Jack Schiffler. Sergeant Jack served our country in the Vietnam War, and he's come back, and he's done amazing things in our community for veterans, for the VFW Hall. He's very active with all of the events that we hold around the town honoring our veterans, Memorial Day being one of the big ones. Jack is there at every parade. And he leads the parade, and he narrates and hosts the ceremony right before the parade and the wreath laying. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful man, and he's hilarious. He's my pal. So the reason why I'm having this fundraiser for him is because there's a mural going up in downtown Naperville, and I'm talking too long because I have a guest waiting, but bottom line is there's a mural going up in downtown Naperville. It's called Everybody Loves a Parade, and there's wonderful paintings of people that have been in this town and their families have been in this town over 100 years. The town is 150 years old. But because Jack has always been so instrumental in the Memorial Day Parade, and every year he's a staple, I felt we were missing somebody in there. So I wanted to raise the money to get his likeness painted on the mural. So thank you to all the anonymous donors, too, that have made donations to make this happen. And it's $25, a suggested donation. I don't want to turn anybody away because it's also a celebration of Jack's life. But come on out to the VFW Hall next Friday from 5 to 7. We're going to have a great American cookout for a great American, Jack Schiffler. So I hope you can join us. Okay, now, I've talked enough, don't you think? Should we bring on Jody Bender? Jody Bender, are you there? I hope I got the right number. Jody, are you there? Okay, hang on there. You're with me. Jody, are you there?
I'm here, Dolly.
Hi there, Jody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Jody Bender is with Loaves and Fishes Community Food Pantry in Naperville. And I asked her to come on the show today because she has an event coming up, which happens to fall on the same day as my event for Jack Schiffler, but I know people around here can juggle a few parties. We got a lot of party animals in this town, so you don't have to just go to one event. You can come to mine and then head over to Jody's, or go to Jody's and then head over to Jack's event. Jody's going to talk about A Day Without Hunger. So first, Jody, let's talk about Loaves and Fishes. My goodness, it has come a long way since, well, I moved out to Naperville 20 years ago. It was this little food pantry, and now it is humongous. And it's more than just a food pantry. Tell us about Loaves and Fishes.
Loaves and Fishes is a lot more than a food pantry. We started in 1984 as a little pantry in St. Rachel's Parish, serving eight people that year, eight families. This last year, we served over 4,500 families located throughout Naperville and DuPage County. 2 years ago, when we moved into this building on High Grove Lane, we were able to expand not only our shopping area to a real miniature grocery store complete with shopping carts and a nice area with fresh and frozen foods and so forth, but we also have added what we call Pathways to Empowerment. These are collaborations with other organizations in the area that bring things to on-site that our families need to become self-sufficient. For example, we have job
coaches. Is that because
from...
Sorry, Jody, I interrupted you, but let's break it down. So when people come to the food pantry, they're not only in need of food, but you have found through the years, because it wasn't always like this. Before it was just come and get your food and then you go. But through the years, you know, and I know from knowing you, Jody, you really could, when you look at someone, you can sense when they need something more. And that's a gift that you have. And when people come in for food, we know they need more than food. They need support, maybe through health insurance, maybe financially, of course, financially, cars. And so do you hook them up with many different resources and services we have in the town? Tell me what this is about. You mentioned a name there.
Yeah, through Pathways to Empowerment, one of the things we do are offer things like ESL classes from College of DuPage. They're on site. We have job counselors from Community Career Center. We have people from People's Resource Center who teach them how to use computers. Emotional help from Fox Valley Institute and Samaritan Interfaith Counseling. All my money classes that are held on Saturday mornings are basic money management classes. Volunteer income tax assistance during the tax season, and also help with signing up for SNAP and LIHEAP and eventually the Affordable Care Help. So we also, in addition to having those things on site, have information on a lot of other organizations, such as Naperville Cares that offers, you know, financial and car support, and all the different things that are available in our community. There's so many things available through the townships and through other agencies, and we help connect our families to those as well.
Oh, fantastic. And now, a day without hunger. Tell me what that is.
Day without hunger is a day-long celebration of hunger awareness in our community. So we celebrate the fact that our community can come together to help others, that nobody has to go without food, especially on this day, because we have food going from noon until 7 o'clock that night. We start with a community barbecue from noon to 7, and that features Casey's Brats, Hebrew National Hot Dogs, Cargill Hamburgers, Belgio's is at the grill, and they've got sides for us. We have refreshments from PepsiCo. We have all kinds of wonderful things there. We also, in addition to having food, have music throughout the day through Hicks Brothers bands. They have a lot of their student groups. They have bands in the evening that are from their staff. I don't know if you've heard the Captains of Industry, but there are a terrific cover band that does a lot of 70s and 80s stuff, and there will be our headliners that night. We'll
hey,
also have,
fun.
Yeah,
what time does this all start?
So we'll have, in the evening, we'll have music, and during the day we'll have a lot of exhibits and things for kids like DuPage Children's Museum, Girl Scouts, face painting, all kinds of great things.
Wow, you've got a jam-packed day. That
and
it sounds
free
really exciting.
Too. I want
it's all free.
It's free.
Okay,
yes.
So it starts with a free lunch, right?
Yep.
Time does it start? Noon?
It starts at noon. Scott McKay will be here to kick off, help us.
Who's Scott McKay?
He'll be doing a two-hour remote. Don't you just love having
Nothing like slipping in my competition there, Jody. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
Scott
I'm
McKay.
Sorry. We were, yeah.
Whoops. Oh, I think that's Scott McKay calling me right now. No, Scott McKay from 95.9 The River, a friend of mine. He'll be there, so say hello to Scott. Someone's calling on the other line. Sorry, I got cut out there. Say hello to Scott, everybody. There's free food at this event. The entire family's invited, Jody?
Absolutely, and we're also kicking off actually with a flag ceremony, Dolly, from the VFW. So we're not losing the fact that it is Flag Day that day. So we will kick off with a flag ceremony complete with a bagpiper. I don't know if you know Tracy Cowart, who is one of our organizers for this event, but she's also a bagpiper with the VFW, and she will be here as well. We'll have a ceremony. Mayor Pradle will be here. He's really going to kick everything off for us, and it's going to be a beautiful event. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of festivities.
That sounds really fun.
You'll come out and have something to eat before you go to your event for Jack, which sounds like a wonderful, wonderful event. And it's a great day to honor him. And I'm glad you're doing that on Flag Day.
Yeah, it was so appropriate on that day, of course.
Absolutely.
And your event is really to raise awareness that we all share this experience, basically, right? That food is a shared experience, and everyone crossing all ethnic, language, and socioeconomic barriers, everybody can contribute to ending hunger. And at the same time, you know, everybody, no matter where you go, everybody, everywhere, you may not recognize hunger, but it happens in your own community, even in our own Naperville, Illinois, believe it or not. There is a huge demand. Tell me, Jody, since you've started it at Loaves and Fishes, how has the demographics changed, or how have the numbers changed?
The numbers have risen dramatically. I've been here, it'll be 10 years in October, so as you can imagine, when I came, we first had just two times a week that we were giving out food for a few hours a week. Now we're giving out food for another 20 hours a week, and we're seeing last year, I believe, over 11,000 families, and of the number of people we saw, which is over 17,000 people, nearly half of them were kids 18 and under. So we're seeing families, we're seeing seniors on fixed incomes, we're seeing people with chronic illnesses. We see people from all over. We have people who have come here from Spanish-speaking countries, from Asian countries, from all over, and even from Eastern European countries. And so, but we have people from all over, and really, it's a type of thing that's invisible. You can't tell by looking at somebody that comes to Loaves and Fishes. You'd be very surprised at the number of people that we've seen who have just been staggered by the economy in the last 5 years or so. And we're fortunate to be able to help them with all our partnerships and all of our community support.
Yes, yes, we are very fortunate to have Loaves and Fishes here. And Jody Bender, Director of Community Engagement at Loaves and Fishes Community Pantry, thanks so much for being on the show today. And I wish you the best of luck. 10 years of Loaves and Fishes. My, the time has gone by. You managed 1,200 volunteers. Jody, hats off to you and to everybody at Loaves and Fishes. Congratulations, and good luck with the Day Without Hunger. Next Friday, everybody, 12 to 10. Jody, what's your website so people could check them out?
It is loaves-fishes.org, and you go onto the news and events page. We also have a Facebook page for Day Without Hunger.
Okay, fantastic. So like that page, everybody, and then also like the Dolly McCarthy Show page while you're at it. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Dolly. Have a wonderful day, and good luck
you
with your event.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're moving along here. My next guest is the one and only Mike Ferguson. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, everybody wants to know this. Who's Mike Ferguson? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Actually, I just connected with Mike this week on Facebook, and you friended me on Facebook, and I said, well, who is this guy? I get friend requests all the time because, you know, obviously I'm in the media and it happens. But I said, who's Mike Ferguson? Is he related to my friend Kathy Ferguson? So I looked you up, and I see all these mug shots all over your Facebook page.
Yeah, you do.
And I thought, what is this guy all about? What's with all these mugs? And I thought it was hilarious. So I sent you, I'm telling my viewers this, or my listeners this, so I sent you a mug of my show, the Dolly McCarthy Show, a picture of the mug.
That's
to add
right.
to your collection, and then we just started this conversation, and I thought, this is kind of funny. Mike, so give us a little history of who Mike Ferguson is. Tell us
well,
who
my goodness,
you are, Mike.
I have a very diverse background. I'm actually a music teacher, and I've been teaching on and off for the past 25 years, and in the middle of that, I was also serving as a music minister and a pastor in several different churches. So I've kind of been all over the globe, so to speak, in terms of my career, but pretty much focused in music.
But so now you started collecting mugs. I should say coffee mugs.
Yeah.
You started doing this. You told me you started doing this with your mom, but then.
Well, let me. Yes.
Go ahead.
It started because my mom was a Well, she taught me how to drink coffee when I was in high school because she loved coffee, and she had, I would say, probably a good 100 different mugs, and it was kind of a sick collection of hers, and that she would never stop. She would just always buy more mugs, and I inherited a few of these mugs, and I would frequently have them appear at my workplace, where I would have suddenly very odd mugs from the 70s and the 80s, and people would comment from work, and my goodness, how many different mugs do you have? And I said, oh, probably around 50 or 60, and they said, well, you only have about 20 here. I said, well, you should see my collection just cluttering my cupboard at home, and it turned into a, well, I can't even believe that, and so I turned around one day, and I started posting a daily mugshot, my mugshot of the day, and I would show my one of my mugs, and then my hope was to eventually start decluttering and get rid of them. Sadly, I've only gotten rid of a few of them at this point, so I have quite a lot left. But I was posting them for probably about 2 months, and then one day, it was one Saturday, several people that are friends with me started posting their own mugshots on my page, saying they want to join in. And I thought, well, that seems really interesting. Why don't I just turn it around and see what happens? And so I put an ask out there on Facebook, and I had about 40 people send me mugshots. And it's just,
with,
you know, just a picture of their,
mugs,
their face.
Right?
Yeah, with their own mugs, just their favorite mug, and they would have their face right next to their mug, and that was kind of like the gimmick, is that, you know, this is going to be a mugshot.
Yeah.
And then the next day I had about 50 of them, and I realized that there's some restrictions on how many pictures you can post in a collection, so I thought, I better just start my own page and see what happens. And through that page... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. I wanted
that page,
to see.
We must have had, I think within the first month, we must have had 200 mugs. People just sending mugshots. And then I noticed that it started coming from kind of around the world. Like suddenly.
Any celebrities? Any celebrity mugshots do you have?
We do have a few. Dean Norris from the show Breaking Bad, which is about ready to start again. I can't wait. I have a friend who's next door neighbors with him, and just by just asking, he was a good sport and he took a mugshot for me. I also have a friend right here in Laura Naperville that is cousins with Phyllis from The Office, and I got a chance to meet with her actually one day with my wife and I, and I got to dance with her, and she was actually a dancer many years ago, and so she also posted a mugshot. My wife is went to college with another actor, Todd Stashwick, who's been on a lot of various shows throughout the last 20 years, and he also was a good sport and sent me a mugshot. So I have quite a few of celebrities. That's kind of fun, and we hit a milestone not too long ago where we had our seventh continent. I had someone from Antarctica, so we literally have now been around the world. So,
so you have, to date, how many mugshots do you have to date?
I have over 600 right now.
Okay.
In
seven continents. I think you're going to be getting in that Guinness Book of World Records, if you ask me. Have you checked out?
Well, that'd be nice little consolation. I think it just as a nice tribute to my mom. It's kind of fun that I turned something that was a bit of a hoarding issue into something that's become, you know, micro-global in a sense.
Well,
now
you're the hoarder.
Our,
how does your wife handle that you're hoarding all these coffee? Where do you keep all your mugs, Mike?
Well, they're in one cabinet, and I kind of keep on taking over different shelves, and occasionally I see a few disappear, and it's I know that either they've broken or it was time to get rid of that particular mug that is just kind of unsightly,
Yeah. Well, do you have any plans to build a museum someday, Mike?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just enjoying people's creativity as they decide to join in or not. A lot of them, I have to be honest with you, are you know, friends that I have on Facebook. But it's what's really odd is when I have people that have shown interest. And I have no connection with them whatsoever to this day. I'm not really sure how they found the page, but I've got a lot of people from from Asia. I've people from the Middle East, lots of people from France, in particular, probably because of the French Cafe or whatever. But for some reason, I've got quite a lot of representation from there, and it's just been a lot of fun just to see where this has gone, and I'm not sure if it's going to last forever, but I have enjoyed the ride while it's been going. So
unique? Well, what's one of your favorite mugs, or one that's the most unique?
Well, I think that a few of the mugs people send when they find odd mugs, such as like there's a Cookie Monster mug, which is kind of nice because it's got a little shelf at the bottom of it, and you can put a cookie in there and, for instance, keep it nice and warm, and you can drink from it. A lot of people send the infamous toilet mug, which is kind of awful, actually.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Well, Mike,
yeah,
you know what? The reason why I wanted you on the show today was because, you know, this show is all about good things. And making people smile and laugh, and I had to laugh when I saw all those mugshots. And it brought me back in March when I first launched the Dolly McCarthy Show. We had a launch party over at Sullivan Steakhouse, one of my signed sponsors on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And Fast Signs of Naperville created a mug, and it has Dolly McCarthy logo on there. And it just caught on, and everybody was taking pictures with my mug. And I said, oh, my God, that's hilarious, all these mug shots. And so I have mug shots with my show mug. Many of them are, you know, listeners of the show and some celebrities in there. And, Mike, I got to get your picture with my mug shot for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, but I collect mugs, coffee mugs, not just any old coffee mugs. I keep it to TV and radio stations. And, like, I do have one of Windy City Live. I don't have an Oprah Winfrey mug. I would love to get one of those, but I don't. I've got one from my favorite Paula Deen. So they're kind of in the media, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's my collection. But one of my favorite mugs, Mike, just broke. It was a mug that I got when it says Grin and Bear It on it. And I got that from my dad's office after my dad passed away. This is going back 25 years. When he passed away, I went to his office to gather his things, and that was the coffee mug on his desk. So I was devastated when it broke, just shattered.
Oh.
And there was nothing I could do but throw it away, and that was hard
to
do.
Oh, that's so sad.
But, you know, on a good note, I had many years of grinning and bearing it, and still am. And if I find a Grin and Bear It, or if any of you ever see a Grin and Bear It mug out there, please get it for me. I need it. I need one. I want one. And recently at an estate sale, my sister came across a CLTV news mug, and she got that for me at an estate sale because they don't make them anymore. And, of course, everyone knows I work at CLTV News. So
mm-hmm.
when I showed up one day for work with a vintage 20-year-old CLTV mug, they were quite pleasantly surprised. And actually, one of the breaks, well, right before we went to break, I picked up the mug and drank from it on the air. It was hilarious. So anyway, that's what I loved about your page, Mike. So tell me, Mike, again, it's Mugshots Around the World Facebook page. Check it out.
Yeah, it's a Facebook page.
Have a good laugh.
You can literally Google Mugshots Around the World on Google, and it'll take you to the Facebook page. It'll also be careful. There's also a lot of pages about you can get your mugshot off of the internet, and that's not what this is. This is my own take on the mugshot, and I actually have a tribute video as well, around 400 mugshots, I put together a little
check
parody.
That out, everybody. Mike, we're running out of time here. Sorry to cut you off there, but
that's
it was great to talk to you. And I'm going to take a picture with my coffee mug, and I'll send it over to you for your collection. I'm honored to be in your collection, Mike.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Great talking.
For coming on the
yep.
show. Great talking to you.
You bet.
And we're going to – it's time now to end the show on a positive note. I wanted to remind everybody, next Friday is Flag Day. Make sure your flag is in good condition. Let's honor our men and women of the military by having a beautiful flag hanging outside your door for Flag Day. Thanks to all my good guests this week, Jody Bender, Mike Ferguson. Check out their Facebook pages. Thanks to Beth Rivard, my new producer of the show. I'm so thrilled that she's on the team. And thanks to all my listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Be a fan. I'll see you all here next week. on the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. I knew if I wouldn't, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel.